out by the Texas State Technical College Airport. Louis McDaniel, a McLennan County Master Gardener of 10 years, is surveying three plant beds. Each 40 by 40 foot bed is a mirror of itself. One half has the same plants as the other, but there's one key difference between them. One section of plants will receive half the amount of water as the other. The goal of all of this, McDaniel explains, is to see how little water plants can be given before they begin to show signs of stress or wilt and die.
We hope to, at the end of these trials, to be able to make recommendations to landscapers and homeowners based on what we find, so then they can go back and adjust. All right, this plant really doesn't need as much water as we've been giving it. And water is the big issue in Texas.
The three plant beds represent three distinct types of plants. There are native Texas plants, like the purple cone flower and red yucca. Then there are the so-called functional plants. These are herbs like rosemary and thyme, or fruit-bearing trees like a redskin peach tree. The third section is reserved for container plants, which McDaniel says generally need to be watered more than their in-ground counterparts.
Even though the plants are going to be basically the same in the functional and in the container, one's in the ground, one's not. So it gives you an idea, all right, the same plant in the ground and the same plant in a container, how is it going to differ from the amount of water it needs? So all we're covering all bases on that, so.
Weather metrics like rainfall, temperature, and wind speed will determine the amount of water these plants receive. Offsite, these factors are collected through a radar tower at Cottonwood Creek Golf Course in Waco. Researchers will use this data and then water the plants through a drip irrigation system. That system was designed by Charles Swanson, an AgriLife Extension Program specialist. Swanson says he hopes the research will be a guide, not just for homeowners, but for cities too.
We've learned that, you know, we don't always have all the water we need. And so it's important to really conserve water. And landscape irrigation can be a large part of municipal water use in the summer. So if we can help municipalities and utilities conserve water through watering their landscape plants correctly, then that prolongs our water supplies for you and me to eat and drink with.
In 2011, the state's driest year on record, the average daily residential water use per person was 101 gallons. That's according to the Texas Water Development Board's annual statewide water use report. By 2013, that number dropped to 84 gallons. But for McDaniel, there's more work to be done, like community education on smart water use. That's why he and other McLennan County Master Gardeners host youth gardening classes.
One thing you ask them, what's the plant need? First thing they're going to tell you is water. And they got that down pat, and they don't mind giving them lots of water. So teaching them at an early age that, well, maybe this plant doesn't need as much water as it's giving them.
Overwatering is a persistent problem, says Meng Meng Gu, an associate professor and extension specialist in horticultural sciences at College Station.
We have to keep in mind that a lot of our landscape plants are not aquatic plants. Does that make sense? They're not aquatic plants, so they do need water, but not in the way that the more the merrier.
Gu will monitor the status of the plants throughout the long-term project. She'll determine whether any plant stress is the result of reduced watering or other factors. She also notes that successful research, that is, plants that have performed well under reduced watering, won't necessarily be plants that have grown wildly.
In the landscape, you want the plants to survive and perform well, not necessarily grow into be a giant.
Researchers expect their study to officially begin this fall. With KWBU, I'm Carlos Morales.